This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Michelle Cruz. We're talking about Stay and Thrive Mount Washington Valley. In fact, they're going to be at Business Expo 19, which is happening at Red Jacket Mountain View Resort May 21st. And the event itself will be 3 to 7. They will be giving a presentation called Life After High School from 3 till 5, which you could check out. For more information, go to MWVExpo.com. That's MWVExpo.com. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony, for having me here.
Very excited for this business expo that's coming up, chamber event, and Stay and Thrive. MWV is part of the chamber. It's sort of a youth initiative.
It is. And this year, I got involved with it as a leadership student with our leadership MWV class, where we are a group of about 12, and we are raising funding for Stay and Thrive Initiative, where Stay portion of it helps young professionals get out of college debt. So we have a scholarship relief available where students can, or I should say young professionals, can go online at staymwv.com, where they can fill out an application to help get some relief with their college debt. Our Thrive portion of it is looking at the 16 to 21-year-olds who are getting out of high school and looking for an alternative other than college. And this Life After High School component of our expo offers just that. So it's from 3 to 5 on May 21st at the Red Jacket, and it's going to be an opportunity for parents, teachers, and students to come there and talk with businesses, learn about the meaningful careers in the Mount Washington Valley, find out more about what these businesses offer in terms of the skill set, the salaries, and the benefits. It looks like we'll be giving away $50 to a few of those students just for showing up. We'll be raffling off, pulling out some names, and you can win $50. So it's something where we're looking at a valley that has these opportunities, and we want to be able to inform students who are looking for them.
And I think this is such an amazing thing, especially these days with so many students going to college and they haven't quite figured out what they want to do yet. So they're basically accruing debt while they're trying to figure themselves out. This is a much better opportunity because you get to go get on the job training, get paid, possibly find an industry that you love and not have that student debt on top of all that.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to put out there.
So this is Business Expo 19 is happening May 21st. The event itself, 3 till 7. And then Stay and Thrive MWV is going to be having their Life After High School display 3 till 5. That's happening at the Red Jacket Mountain View Resort again on the 21st of this month. For more information, go to MWVExpo.com. That's MWVExpo.com. And on top of that event, I know that there is going to be a Dine to Donate event that's happening May 20th, just the day before.
Yep.
And that's at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed.
Yes. So anybody that comes on out to that Dine to Donate, they will help us raise funding for the Stay and Thrive Initiative. It's a great restaurant. Come on out, support us, learn more about the initiative, learn more about what we're going to be doing for the Life After High School component at the expo. So come on out and support a really good initiative to help the students in the Valley and the young professionals.
And you got into Stay and Thrive MWV through their leadership program. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So this is a program that I got involved with through the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce. And we come together as a group where it's a 6-month course, and we get an opportunity to meet every other Wednesday, and we talk to leaders in New Hampshire. So we're looking at state officials. We're looking at municipal government. We're looking at public safety. We're looking at education department. And we get to hear from the leaders of those entities to explain to us what their role is in the state of New Hampshire. It's not your dress for success, but it's more of understanding leadership in the roles of boards and governance and understand how we can play a role in our community to support the community.
So this is learning basically how the community itself works on a local basis, which is something that you don't hear about every day. So it's good to have that sort of insider look. And for more information on that, where can people go?
They can go to leadership. They can go to leadershipmwv.com, or they could also call the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce for more information at 356 5701.
Or you could show up to Business Expo 19. It's happening the 21st. 3 till 7 is the expo event. Life After High School's presentation will be 3 till 5 at the Red Jacket Mountain View Resort. You can also show up for their Dine to Donate event at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed, and that will be the day before on the 20th, and they will also be there to answer any questions that you may have about Stay and Thrive MWV. Michelle, is there anything else that we need to mention, or is that it?
I just want to say thank you to the sponsors of our leadership program, which is Northway Bank. I also want to say thank you to the sponsors for our expo event, which is Chalmers and Eversource, the radio group, Conway Daily Sun. And I'd love for people to go onto our website at mwvexpo.com to learn more about this event and to be a part of it.
That's mwvexpo.com, and the expo itself will be happening on the 21st at Red Jacket Mountain View Resort. Life After High School as a presentation will be 3 till 5 at that expo, and that is Stay and Thrive MWV. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.